Tom Halverstedt is a scientist at the Southern Research and Outreach Center at Waseca, and the calendar says October. That means it's time to give Tom a call at the Southern Research and Outreach Center at Waseca for the September weather. Tom, it's already a blur, but in my book, September, all I can remember is it was awfully nice.
Well, it's kind of the theme of the whole growing season of 2021 has been warmer and drier than normal, and that's what September did. So as we turn into October, Jerry, we not only are in a new month, but historic records-wise, the growing season, May through September, we've closed the book on that, so we can talk about that. But September, 2 degrees warmer than normal, and about 2 degrees or 2 inches drier than normal. That really kind of says that for the whole year, we've really been on that pattern of warmer and drier than normal. So our warmest September, 1988, 69.7 degrees. We were two degrees cooler than that, but 2 degrees warmer than normal. And on the dry side, we were down about 2 inches below normal, and only our 17th drier than normal September. So nothing really noteworthy. You know, we're warmer than drier than normal, but not to the extreme that really makes an impact.
Now, you mentioned the growing season, Tom. In Jerry's unofficial book, the growing season goes until the first killing frost.
That's true. We, as far as growing degree units go, we keep going until the first 32-degree temperature at our weather station. We had 34 the other night. There was a little bit of frost on some of the rooftops. I did see some low ground had some frost, but not like you say a killing frost. And we need something ironclad to go by and not somebody just saying, I think it froze. So we use 32 degrees at our weather station as the end of the growing season. We're not there yet. We're at 2,846 wow. growing degree units. That's a lot. Our normal for the entire year is 2,500. So we're already well above normal. We have never, in over 100 years, never hit 3,000. Our highest ever was 1988, 2967. I think we got a chance to get there. The way the weather looks this week, we clip along about 10 a day when it's 70 degrees every day. Usually gets down to at least 50 at night this time of year, but we'll see. We've never hit 3,000 before. Could we do it? I'll just say this. In over 100 years, it's never happened before.
Well, I'll tell you what, Tom. They always say farmers are hard to please when it comes to the weather, but I wouldn't have minded a killing frost a while ago to take care of those darn green stems on the beans.
Well, I've said that for years. You know, I watch soybean maturity. I have to score everything for the university breeding program, and even some of those things that are really late, for some reason, when they make a cross, they maybe cross it with some, there's some attribute of a real late bean that they want to bring into something in the program. And some of those are very late. And I've always said, if it hasn't froze by the 1st of October, it might as well, because even though those really late things are green, they just don't do much after the 1st of October. So I'd agree with the farmers on that. We need a frost, or it certainly wouldn't hurt anything. There's years when we're kind of watching the corn and saying, boy, I hope it doesn't freeze, because corn needs to dry some, but we're not in that position this year. Corn's already at harvest moisture, and soybeans are moving along fast. So I think we're about a week ahead on soybeans, week ahead of normal, and probably 2 weeks ahead of normal on corn.
Now, do you think that those fuller season corn hybrids or soybean varieties might be able to really take advantage of those extra growing degree units? And the other thing I wonder about, it was really dry. It was late August, and we had some really nice rain, started to pick up more rain. And I was thinking that those fuller season soybeans, mine were still really green. The corn, if it was 104, 105, do you think they may give us a big yield advantage this year because of the late rain and the growing degree units?
I think that's true if you look at the average of the 104, 105-day corns. It'll probably do better than the average of the 98 to 100 days. But the thing is, you can always find some exceptions. You'll find a 99-day corn that, for whatever reason this year, was really good and probably better than a lot of your 104s and 105s. But I think if you lump them all together, I think the 104s and 105s will do better than all of the 99s averaged together. Soybeans, too. You're going to find somebody that says, I had a 1.5 bean that went 72 bushel per acre, and my 2.2 went 64. I think that happens, but on the average, I think the later beans will do better. We were clipping along, and we were getting dangerously dry right up till the end of August, and we got a nice rain. I think it helped some of those later beans. I think it helped all the beans. In fact, I think it helped corn more than we gave it credit for. There was a few areas of corn that the leaves, the ears had already hung down, and some of those sandy spots that ran out of soil moisture. But I noticed even some of the corn that looked like it maybe is ready to give up the ghost, but that late rain slowed it down. Kernel depth looks pretty good. I think it helped corn more than we just kind of looked at it and said, I think it's too late, but I think we got some benefit out of those, that late August rain.
One of the other things I noticed, maybe it's just my frustration this year, and you probably don't keep track of this, but relative humidity. It seems like we've been having more relative humidity. Virtually every morning I get to the studio, we're close to 100% or maybe in the 90s, and we get up to almost 100%, and it's early afternoon before the beans are dry enough. And then, geez, I have a conventional combine. Apparently the rotors can go later when it's tougher. It starts to get to be 6:30 or 7. They start getting tough again.
Well, I think part of it is, and we do keep track of relative humidity, but it changes pretty quick. That is one thing. Now, this year is probably a bit of an exception, but as we look at seasons on the whole and our moisture, our rainfall, our season rainfall, our monthly rainfall is all going up. This year, we didn't see that because it was fairly dry. But one thing that they have measured in the mid-latitudes, we have more humidity for some reason, and that's for climate scientists to study. A guy with boots on the ground here in Waseca, Minnesota, probably isn't capable of studying that much, but I've heard the climate people say that something is going on that causes more moisture in the atmosphere, and that's what humidity is, more moisture in the atmosphere at the mid-latitudes, and that's right where we are. We're nearly halfway from the equator to the pole. So what's going on there is for scientists to figure out, but the effect for us is we're seeing more rain every year.
When you think about it, it sounds logical. You look at millions and millions of acres of corn planted in the Midwest and soybeans, and it's transpiring, right? Putting humidity up into the atmosphere. Maybe it sounds logical.
Well, I don't know if the amount of acres of corn in those latitudes could actually change the atmosphere that much, but I think that is one thought process, that corn does take a lot of moisture out of the ground and right up through the plant and out into the atmosphere.
Tom Halverstedt, scientist at the Southern Research and Outreach Center at Waseca.